Hello, hello, KMA Land. This is Spencer Williams, and I'm here with you on this Thursday to give my insight into this week's Double X Factor topic. The topic is being responsible for our own feelings, or more specifically, realizing that others are not responsible for how we feel. It's way harder than it sounds in the summary. So yesterday, Sandy ended her segment with what I was sure was going to be some false advertising. She said that today I would have my grounded take on the topic. Grounded? She's apparently never seen me carry around my frustrations for weeks on end and then just explode over something minute. Wait, she probably hasn't, because this kind of joyous behavior is mostly reserved for my family. You know how it goes when they refuse to do something I've asked over and over again, and then I throw a fit because I just know they are on a secret plot to turn me into a crazed lunatic. They don't care about my feelings or everything else on my plate. They only care about what I can do for them. Does anyone else tell themselves stories like that? My family loves me wholeheartedly, but let's be honest, they're a little into themselves. Who isn't really? And for the most part, I've trained them how to treat me. So becoming more grounded was really my only option. Grounded in the sense, and we don't say this much on the Double X Factor, but in the sense that we stay surface level. You didn't do what I've asked of you? Factually, you just didn't do it. It doesn't mean something personal about you, and it doesn't mean something personal about me. The only thing I know for sure is that you didn't do it. Now, depending on the relationship, there may be a consequence, but that never has to be decided in that moment. We get to think about what happens next, always. You may feel like you are in a situation requiring urgency, but that's even more reason to step away, with or without an explanation for doing so. If you choose to explain, you can say, "I want to make sure I'm clear on what this means and why I'm feeling this way. I'll be ready to communicate with you when I have more clarity." Now I get it. That maybe isn't how you talk in your household. If you are like me, it's more of a, "I don't think you want to have this conversation with me right now," or "I need to calm down," or even, "You better just get out of my way right now." Is that a little more familiar? Okay, but the message is the same. We control our thoughts, feelings, and reactions, and the way we express them matters. So that's what I'll leave you with today. Step back from the situation, breathe, and question what you are feeling and why you are feeling this way. Take the blame out of it and accept your own reasoning. No one is holding you hostage until you feel a certain way. That would be making you feel something. You are being held hostage by believing they are. Once you are clear, you can communicate openly and calmly, and hopefully the other person cares enough to question their own behaviors and feelings. And if they don't, well, I think you know, that becomes a whole new topic for a new week, right here on the Double X Factor on KMA.